And just listen closely to what we're thinking about today. From the Message Bible, and this is what it says, Psalm 46. God is a safe place to hide. And I think King James says, God is my refuge. But he's a safe place to hide. Ready to help when we need him. We stand fearless at the cliff edge of doom, courageous in sea storm and earthquake. Now, this is talking about us. This is our, we have this courage because of him. Before the rush and the roar of oceans, the tremors that shift mountains, Jacob wrestling God fights for us. God of the angel armies protects us. River fountains splash joy, cooling God's city. This sacred haunt of the Most High. God lives here. The streets are safe. God at your service from the crack of dawn. Godless nations rant and rave. Kings and kingdoms threaten, but earth does anything he says. Now, do you hear that? The earth is in the fullness thereof belongs to the Lord. I don't care what anybody tells you. It does not belong to the devil. Now, the devil has a certain area that he has a authority and a domain because in the sense that Adam and Eve sold out to him. But the earth and the fullness thereof belong to the Lord. So don't get those things mixed up. When it says he owns the cattle of 1,000 hills, he still owns them. He didn't give all that stuff away. Do you hear what I'm saying? Adam might have given his authority over to Satan, but Jesus won it back for us. Now, let's go on. I like that where it says, and the earth does anything he says. Jacob wrestling God fights for us. God of the angel armies protects us. Attention. When it says attention, what do? Attention. All. See the marvels of God. He plants flowers and trees all over the earth. He bans war from pole to pole. He breaks all the weapons across his knee. Now this is the key verse. Step out of the traffic. Take a long, loving look at me, your high God, above politics, above everything else. And when I saw that, I thought, oh, that's my psalm today. Because there's too many times that we're so busy. Our thoughts are on everything else. It's, oh, I've got work, I've got family, I've got this, I've got this, I've got that going on. And we might rush in here on Sunday morning and give God 2 hours. Let me tell you something this morning. Step out of the traffic. Put aside everything that's trying to bombard your mind and my mind. And let this be God's time. That you and I are running for him. Step out of the traffic. Take a long, loving look at me, your high God, above politics, above everything. Jacob wrestling God fights for us. God of the angel armies protects us. So, you know, today, you know, it's another, Sunday's not just another day. I know sometimes there's things you've got to do, and sometimes you may have to work. But when you've got an opportunity, step out of the traffic and glorify him. Amen? Let's go.
What he's done for me, when I think of his goodness, how he set me free, I can clap, clap, clap. Of his goodness and what he's done for me. When I think of his goodness and how he set me free, I can dance, 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 all night,
all night,
all night. of His goodness and what He's done for me. When I think of His goodness, how He set me free, I can sing, 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 sing.
All night,
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 all night. When I think of His goodness and what He's done for me. When I think of His goodness, how He set me free, I can run, 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 run.
All night,
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 all night. When I think of His goodness and what He's done for me. When I think of His goodness,
how He set me free,
I can shout, 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 shout.
All night,
all night,
all night,
all night,
all night,
all night,
all night, all night.
When I think of His goodness and what He's done for me.
When I think of
I can praise, come on,
how He set me free,
I can praise, 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 praise,
all night.
All night,
all night,
all night,
all night,
all night,
all night,
all night. Well, when I think of His goodness and what He's done for me. When I think of His goodness and how He set me free, I can clap, dance, sing, run, shout, praise all night, all night,
all night,
all night.
Woo! Now, some of you aren't awake yet. I pulled a good note. I said, you know, sometimes we come in here and I just try to ease you in, you know. I do a song to get you on. Hey, you ought to be eased in before you ever get here this morning. When you think of His goodness and what He's done for you, you have a warm home, you have food, you have a bed. You were able to get here this morning. We don't have to worry about being arrested because we were caught carrying our Bibles. They're not going to come and arrest us for assembling together. Amen. If that's not the goodness of the Lord, all right? Hallelujah. Come on, give Him the praise this morning. Hallelujah. Well, when I think of His goodness and what He's done for me.
When I think of His goodness and how He's done for me.
I can dance.
Dance, 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 dance,
dance.
All night, all night,
all night,
all night. I can sing. Well, when I think of His goodness and what He's done for me.
Come on. Think of His goodness and how it set me free.
I can sing, 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 sing.
All night,
all night,
all night,
all night,
all night,
all night. Well, when I think of His goodness and what He's done for me.
Come on. Think of
Woo!
His goodness and how it set me free.
I can run, 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 run.
All night,
all night,
all night,
all night,
all night.
When I think of His goodness and what He's done for me.
When I think of His goodness and how He set me free.
I can shout, 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 shout.
All night,
all night,
all night,
all night,
all night.
Yes! Woo! Glory to God. We praise You, Father God. Hallelujah. 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 We magnify You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know this may be an old story, but I can remember the first time I saw anybody dancing for the Lord. We were in Florida. We were at a Bible school. I forgot the name of it. Summerall, down there. And that was when we just had Scott, and we'd gone over there with Norville Hayes, and anything we did, we used my guitar to do it with, you know. And I'll never forget that it was in one of the services. Jerry and I had sung that night. I don't know. We'd sung the night before one of the songs that we wrote. I don't know what it was. And that next service, got up there, and the head, the president of this school, called me up there. He said, "Now, we're going to dance before the Lord." I said, "We're going to do what?" And you got to realize, I'm still new at all this stuff. He said, yeah. I said, I want you to play that song. Now, he didn't know, this president didn't know, that we were believing God for Miriam. And that we had named her Miriam. He didn't know any of this. And he looked at him and he said, sing. First time I'd ever heard the song. He said, get that song and I want y'all to do that song. And we're going to dance for it. And it was, Miriam, get your timbrel out. And sing and shout and dance about. And I watched that president of this Bible college dance. And I thought, boy, he can do it. I can too. You know, some things we get so set in our ways and comfort zones, we forget the fun and the joy of dancing before the Lord. And when I think of his goodness and what he's done for me, I can dance, I can sing, I can run. Hallelujah. And that was a word for me. God was saying, I'm getting her ready. Because just a few months later, we got her. Or a few weeks. Yeah, it was just a few weeks, and we got her. I tell you what, God's got everything ready for you. Amen. So let's worship him today. Amen. Let's go. Glory.
Wonderful, so wonderful is your unfailing love. Your cross has spoken mercy over me. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart could fully know how glorious, how beautiful you are. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul must sing. Powerful, so powerful, your glory fills the skies. Your mighty works displayed for all to see. The beauty of your majesty awakes my heart to see how glorious, how wonderful you are. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul must sing. Beautiful one, one I adore. Beautiful one, my soul must sing. You open my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love. Cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. You opened my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love. And nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul must sing. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul must sing.
You open, come on.
Your wonders anew. You capture my heart with this love. Cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you.
Open my eyes to your wonders anew.
You captured my heart with this love. Cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. Beautiful one, I love. Woo! Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul.
Testimony this morning. Here you go. Come on, buddy. Tell what God's done.
Well, we sold our house. We've been waiting on paperwork for a long time. Well, I went through this week, and the next day I found out I got the job I've been waiting to hear from, and about 12 more pay than I was expecting to do.
Hey, when I think of his goodness, amen, just right on time, you know, hallelujah. Not only, but you had been trying to sell your house, and then when finally you got a buyer, just a little paperwork that was holding it up, and the buyer stuck with them, you know, the devil said, well, you know, you're going to lose your buyer. Well, guess what? It didn't, did you? No. God's faith. So now, God is good, amen. We just thank him. And you know, he never lets us go, whatever it is. You know, that might not... You might think, well, that's not much. It was a trial for them. He was waiting to hear about a job. That was a trial, right? Amen. But it doesn't matter what it is. He's there. Amen. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, your perfect love is casting out fear. And even when I'm caught in the middle of the storms of this life, I won't turn back, I know you are near.
I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me, shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me. Yeah.
And I can see a light that is coming for the heart that holds on, a glorious light beyond all compare. And there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, we'll live to know you here on the earth.
And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me. And if my God is with me,
come on,
whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me. Heart that goes on, if there will be an end to these troubles, but until that day comes, oh, still I will praise you, Lord, still I will praise you, Lord.
We're thinking,
oh no, you never let go
through the calm and through the storm.
Oh no, you never let go
to every high and
of me, yeah.
I say,
oh no,
You never let go, Lord. You never let go of me. You never let go of me. Oh, you never let go of me, Lord.
Hallelujah. Woo! Oh, we praise you, Jesus, that you never let go. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I can see a light that is coming
for the heart that pulls on. If there would be an end
come on
to these troubles, but until that day comes, oh, still I will praise you, Lord. Still I will praise you, Lord. Oh. We're singing. Oh no, you never let go through the calm and through the storm. Oh no, you never let go to every high and every low. Oh no, you never let go, Lord. You never let go of me. Yeah, you never let go of me. Oh, you never let go of me, Lord.
Says God is our refuge. He's there. Glory to God. We don't have to fear what's going on around us. All we need to do is just take the time and step out of the traffic. Amen. Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Lord, we honor you today and we bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. We praise you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Church, bless him this morning. A thousand reasons, right, Brad? Ashley, a thousand reasons to bless him.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Like never before.
strength is failing, the end draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and they're forevermore.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship His holy name.
Thanking Him for the goodness and all He's done. Oh, we worship You, Jesus. Oh, we praise You, Jesus. Oh, praise You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We praise You, Lord. We magnify You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. We're going to ask the ushers to come forward. As we take up our offering this morning, whew, thank You, Lord God. Just keep worshiping Him, church. Hallelujah. Offering is just another part of worship. It's where we get to give. Amen. We just get to give because He's faithful. Amen. He is faithful. Yes, ma'am. Amen. We have another praise here while the ushers are coming up.
I want to give God thanks. I want to thank my praying church family. My sister, we almost lost her several times since she's been in the hospital in intensive care. God has blessed and answered our prayers. She is in a regular room in the hospital. She's still not well, but God is strengthening her every day. And I just want to let you know that God hears and He answers our prayers because He loves us.
Pray with you right now. She's getting ready to go be help take care of her sister and her mom. Going to be gone a little bit, but we're going to pray for her, and God's going to take care of Edmund. Lord, I just thank You right now for Your traveling and Your angels encamped around about her father. No complications, no problems with the flight or the luggage or anything, Father God. Thank You that You have gone ahead to prepare the way for her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, I thank You for this offering. Lord, as we sang, bless the Lord, oh my soul. I thank You for Your people, Father God, here that give. Thank You for blessing them in their finances because they give to You, Father God, and because You're faithful. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, we have a new song we're going to sing while y'all are taking up the offering. I think you might be ready for this. But let me ask you something. How's your passion today? How's the fire in you today? You need to run toward God's heart. Amen.
Heart, I'm running for Your
heart till I am a soul on fire. Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire. Till I am a soul on fire. Lord, restore the joy I had. I have wandered, bring me back. In this darkness, lead me through. Until all I see is you, yeah. God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Till I am a soul.
Church, let's do it again. We just, that was a practice run, Sarah. Come on. Hallelujah. Here we go. All right.
Soul on fire, Lord, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire. Till I am a soul on fire. Soul on fire, till I am a soul on fire.
Yeah.
God. Lord, we love you. Praise God. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you. If there's somebody out there listening that's had this longing to just be everything and to follow you completely, that they'll realize that's all they're waiting is just for us to run toward you. Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. Oh, we magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, also, talk about having fire of God. We have some more of the book, the little booklets, the life book. We found them, Miss Linda. Do you know where they were? Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, if you'll raise your hand if you want one, or if you want to pick up several on your way out, they're back there on that desk. But if you would like some, the ushers are waiting to hand it out to you. You remember? Just give it to somebody. Just say, hey, you like this. Read this. Amen. Yes. Yeah.
Doctor's waiting room. I left one on my boss's desk. She didn't even know I laid it down. I seen she's been reading it. And I was telling Jimmy he could leave one. Just go to Hardy's and drink coffee and get up and just leave it. And whoever cleans the table off will find it. So you don't have to have somebody to actually hand it to. Just give it out.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
They're all in Tennessee like that. And I've also had them like on the dash of my car. And people ask me about them. I'm getting in the car. Someone was saying, that's a weird question here. And so I've handed out some that way. Restaurants, stores, stuff where you go. They're all over Tennessee anyway.
Good. Amen. See, we're not done. Amen. We're not done. There's more people out there. It might be somebody that's a Christian, and that book would just remind them of who they are. Amen.
Actually, I had one yesterday that they had given theirs away, and they wanted a copy again when they saw it in the car. So, but they felt whoever they passed on to needed more, so they gave them. Oh, I used to have one, but I don't have one.
Right. We know where there's some more, right? Praise God. Amen. Amen. Okay, Pastor.
Me. And when you when you give those books away, you're sowing seed. Sowing seed. But what I wanted to do when we were over there singing about a heart on fire. What is a heart that's on fire? How do you know? What would you look for? And the Lord spoke to me and he said, you know what a heart on fire is? He said, that's when you live my word because you want to and not because you have to. Because we do what we do as Christians because that's what we want to do, not because we have to do it to stay out of hell or we have to do it to stay out of trouble or what. It's just a joy to do it. And he said, when that's the way, when you're walking like that because you've got something that you want and you're wanting to do the best you can, the desire in your heart. He said, that's a soul on fire. Because, you know, to be truthful, there's a lot of people, they're just doing what they know is right because they don't want to get in trouble if they don't. If I didn't have to do this, I wouldn't. If I could do that, I would. We're not doing things when we have that kind of attitude because that's what we want to do. Sometimes it's because we feel like that's what we have to do. Get beyond that step. Get beyond feeling like you have to do what God says and get to the point where you deep down inside know for sure, hey, I don't want anything other than to do what God wants me to do. And that'll go a long way to keeping you out of trouble, keeping your lives from getting messed up. Now, she's going to read the...
Hey, Pastor, can I say something? Sure. We's down in the Smokers over the weekend, and Denise and I was behind a car, and it had a bumper sticker on it that said, Jesus is coming soon, and boy, is he mad. And I said, I told Denise, I said, I feel sad for them people, you know. And then Clay said he's put them books all over Tennessee. They need to be down there.
That's right. It is. That's right. God is not mad. The world. Now, people, right, he's sad at the decisions people are making. And we need to pray that this nation will turn around and morally begin to make the right choices that honor him. But he loves us. He loves us. You know, that's the message that will keep people. In the name of Jesus. This is our prayer list today is Tom Turner for salvation, Edwin for healing, amen, Cheryl for her travel, Paul Sammons for travel and grace, Wanda, her sister, the one she's going to see for healing, Deborah Jackson, Tacoa Manning, healing from MS, Cole Lawson, we thank you for being with him, and thank you for healing John Waits. Any others this morning? Yes? Troy Strange.
Heavenly Father, I want you, everybody in here, I want you to think of somebody that you love or that you know that you care about, and they need the Lord. And I don't mean a dozen different ones. I mean one person. If you had to focus in on one person right now. You'd like to see give their heart to the Lord. And I want you to get a vision. You know, the Bible says without a vision, the people perish. And I want you to get a vision. And just for the purpose of the vision, see that person coming through those doors back there on their way to meet the Lord. And I don't mean in death, I mean in life. And you hold on to that vision. Now, it might not be these doors that they walk through, but that'll give you a vision. You see them coming to the Lord. And you hold on to that. And when you pray, if you pray for them, just say, thank you, Lord God, they're saved. Heavenly Father, I thank you right now for establishing those visions. For giving it to each one, Lord God, that they can see in their spirit, they can see with their eye of faith that this is happening, Lord God, and that you are moving. And that we will not quit, we will not resign, we will not turn loose, nor turn around. But we will press on, Lord God. We will press on toward you. And we'll burn with that fire of your presence. And we thank you, Lord God. And I pray for each one of these names. Lord God, some of them need salvation, some of them need healing, some of them need other situations, maybe deliverance, maybe family situations. But Lord God, Tom and Edwin and Cheryl and Paul and Wanda and Deborah and Tokoa and Cole and John and Troy and Kim, Jennifer and Alan, and Mr. Cole, Diana, Vivian, the Cain family, Gwen, Nichols, Brennan, and Scott's friend. Lord God, nobody's name that I called that you're their enemy, because you, through Jesus Christ, reconciled us to you. And Lord God, may these hear the word of reconciliation and the voice of our Lord and Savior say, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Thank you, Lord God. Lord, I pray for those that are absent this morning. I thank you for being with them wherever they are. If they're traveling, keep them safe. If they're overcoming the enemy, thank you, Lord God, for the victory. I pray for our nation. I pray for our leaders. I pray, Lord God, that your hand will stir the crucible of America. And it'll produce what you desire to see. And Lord God, as we stand with you, help us to stand. Help us, Lord God, to realize that we're a child of God first. We're a kingdom citizen first, even before we're a citizen of this country. We're a Christian before we're a Democrat or before we're a Republican or an independent. As the votes are going to be cast not too distant future for many of these offices. Help us, Lord God, to do what we should do as a member of the kingdom. And I thank you, Lord, for every need supplied. Every heart here this morning touched. Let them, Lord God, reach out right now expecting that touch. And I pray, Lord God, if there's a shell around anyone where they're saying, okay, Lord, show me you can get through this. That they'll not just sit there and wait for God to do it, but that they will begin, even now from the inside, breaking that shell and allowing you to come in. Even as a little chick breaks the cell of the egg, or the shell of the egg, when he's being hatched. And I thank you, Lord God, that we turn loose of all of the things that separate us from you. All of the attitudes, Lord God, that are not conducive to being in your presence. Things, Lord God, that We run and hide from you because of them rather than running to you so you can set us on fire with your Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that you touch whoever hears this over the internet. Help them to see. To see that we need to do things because it's our desire. Run to you, not because we feel like we need to, but because we want to. Lord, your blessing upon your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Okay, classes may be dismissed. Keep in mind now that the first Sunday in November, we're going to be having a family dinner here after service on Sunday morning. Be the first Sunday in November. Keep that in mind and be prepared for that. Start deciding now what goodies you're going to bring. Amen. And Laverne turned things over to me, and I'm going to take a step, and I am going to introduce the speaker we've got with us this morning. Sister Shirley, would you come and give us a word?